is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, welcome to Monday. So it begins. Scotty's favorite time of year.
Yes, it is.
And if you follow me on Facebook, giving you my favorite 31 horror movies that I have seen in the past year.
Might try a new game out on you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Might have something to do with scary movies.
Okay.
I might. I don't know. Depends. We're about to speak to someone. I have to admit, at the beginning, we're going to be hooking up with this cat. When I first saw it, I thought, holy crap, we're going to talk to the guy that founded the Church of Satan.
He's been passed away for a bit.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, I don't get the newsletter.
Yeah, the Church of Satan was founded back in April 30th, 1966.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
They were the first above-ground organization in history openly dedicated to the acceptance of man's true nature, that of a carnal beast living in a cosmos that is indifferent to our existence. To us, Satan is a symbol that best suits the nature of who we are by carnal, by birth. People who feel no battles raging between our thoughts and feelings, we do not embrace the concept of a soul imprisoned in a body.
Jesus, you just make that up?
No.
I was going to say.
Did I just turn you on?
That's pretty impressive. Scotty is probably as hard as Chinese algebra right now. You know what I mean? But when I read it, I thought we're going to have that guy on. Once I stopped giving to the collection plate, they kicked me out. So I haven't been in that church for a very long time. But I will say, it's a guy who wrote a book about the guy that started the church. But at first I thought, if he really founded the church, do we want to talk to this guy? I was having that battle. I didn't know if I even wanted to say anything to you that we could potentially get this guy on, because I thought if he started the church, he could put you in some sort of trance or something. I don't know how that stuff works.
Well, I will say, Satanists are their own gods, but they offer love to those who deserve it. But on the other hand,
what do you got to do to deserve it?
They deliver wrath within reasonable limits upon those who seek to cause us or wish us harm. So that's what it is. Is they love?
Doesn't sound that bad when you put it that way.
Right. So when I read this, I'm like, I guess they're just living like with the normal person. We love who we love and we hate who we hate.
Well, the whole thing about witches is, you know, witches got a bad rep too. You know,
they're good people.
So I don't know about this cat, but this guy who wrote this book, Doug Broad, author of Born with a Tail, is going to join us here in a couple minutes.
So if you were, because some people are born with a little nub and then they get it removed, is that mean like?
No,
Satan's
some people
children?
Are born.
No, it's at some point, alligator ran in their family.
Is it mean to have a nub at the top of your butt, like where a tail would grow, or is it mean that you're calling them, you know, Satan?
Well, no, it's just it. Well, that's what I'm.
It's mean if you're calling them Satan.
But I'm.
Yeah.
You just said it, they have a tail.
Well,
so
you're
going
to get to ask Doug. Doug is joining us now. I have to hit the couple of buttons.
So now I'm
here.
Concerned.
And Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. I want to out myself at the beginning of the interview. When I first read when they first sent me the offering, I thought I said, "Oh wow, the actual founder of the Church of Satan wants to do an interview." And I was like, "I don't know if I want to talk to that guy."
No, I'm just your humble author.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
What made you go down what some people would say this dark road?
Well, you know, I heard about LaVey in the 80s, and I'd read about him in zines, and I thought, this guy is really fascinating, and it kind of, like, he kind of stuck with me for a while, and I bought his books. He was an author, and I read a lot about him, and then finally, I was trying to think of a book. I was trying to think of a book to follow up my first book with, and it was a topic that I thought was kind of, you know, waiting to be told. There had been a couple of books written about LaVey, but none that was really approaching him from a journalistic sort of side, and I just hoped to, you know, sort of tell the full story of this man who was so influential for a time, you know, in pop culture, and he still, you know, has made his mark in the current day, as you know, the Church of Satan is still a thriving concern. There are still a lot of members, and you know, I thought it would be an interesting book to do a deep dive on.
Now, isn't it? It is true that he kind of became the face and was not scared of doing press. I think he was on the Tonight Show talking about the Church of Satan. And I know he had some famous followers like Jane Mansfield, Sammy Davis Jr. Is that true?
Allegedly, right? I mean, they said that about a lot of people, though, didn't they?
No, in this case, yeah, he did have some celebrity involvement. Sammy Davis Jr. was an honorary warlock in the Church of Satan. And he was, you know, he was friendly with LaVey. And Jane Mansfield in 1967 was linked with LaVey. I believe it was more of a publicity stunt that she kind of glommed onto this guy who was actually, you know, getting pretty famous in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like you said, he did appear on The Tonight Show, and this all came after he performed the first satanic wedding in his home in San Francisco, and that made the front pages of a lot of newspapers. It was a huge story in 1967. So a lot of that is true. You know, in the book, I try to you know, get to those truths, but also, you know, I have to debunk some of the mythology that has grown around this guy. A lot of it was, you know, self-perpetrated. He built himself up into this very interesting sort of diabolical figure. And you know, in the 80s, when the satanic panic started, he was being blamed, and his church was being blamed for a lot of stuff they had nothing to do with. You know, the Church of Satan was not a devil worshiping cult,
right?
Which is kind of what a lot of people believe. It was this philosophy of man indulging in his carnal desires. It was kind of a hedonistic libertarian approach to life. And, you know, it just kind of spun into this, you know, into this association with a lot of negativity.
This is Doug Broad, the author of the book, and I want to give the title, Born with a Tail, The Devilish Life and Wicked Times of Anton Zander LaVey, Founder of the Church of Satan.
Because before you came on, and I had gone to thechurchofsatan.com and was trying to read up.
That's great. That's what you want on the Google.
I go there, and it just says, they offer love to those who deserve it and deliver our wrath within reasonable limits upon those who seek to cause us or wish us harm, which it makes sense.
That sounds like the motto from Massachusetts.
No, it sounds like the normal person. You love who you love, and if anybody wants to give you harm to you or your family, you're going to give them wrath.
But isn't that like witches too? I mean, don't witches get that bad wrath when a lot of them are just about good energy and all that kind of stuff? Now, I don't know about the Church of Satanism, but you know, people fear what they don't understand, and then they come up with myths to support it. Yeah,
that's exactly it. And that was, you know, LaVey's philosophy is like, do unto others, and you know, care for yourself, support yourself. I mean, there was a lot of selfishness and greed involved in this religion, and he was, you know, he freely admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was the idea was to empower the self and to empower the individual. And you're the one who is responsible for all of your actions, not some, you know, ethereal being in the clouds. And that was his whole beef with, you know, with organized religion. Is like, he saw that as indulging in fantasies. But, and he was more of like, this is reality. This is who we are. We need to appreciate and indulge, you know, do what we want to do as long as we're not hurting anybody.
Okay, but let me ask this. You talk about that with the opposite of religion, an ethereal deity in the clouds, but this is, Satan is to everybody, the word Satan is imaginary figure underground in the hell, but it's not based. Are you telling me that Satanism is not based on anything named Satan?
Well, you know, he's using Satan as a metaphor. Satan to him represents the adversary, and it was a way. In fact, he was very much a humanist, and his philosophy was a humanistic philosophy. but he put the label Satan on it to sort of weed out the people who, you know, who weren't fully committed, because, you know, in his philosophy, you had to be fully committed. It was, okay. You know, it was this belief system that ran counter to a lot of what was going on at the time. So, you know, Satan was only used as a metaphor. There was no worshiping of Satan or sacrifices for Satan.
I saw it in a movie. I saw it in a movie, so it has to be real. Doug, Kelly Brown has a question for you.
So, Doug, if he propagated giving in to his carnal needs, did he have a bunch of girls living with him in the house? Did they have orgies? Was that kind of stuff going on?
Well, it's funny, you know, he actually, he didn't have a bunch of girls living in the house. He was, you know, he had a longtime companion who was a common law wife. He had some kids. He had a lion. He had a pet lion living at the house. you know, a lot, very much in the early days, he used the idea of naked women during the rituals to gain a lot of attention.
Yep.
And, you know, those clips are seen in documentaries and in photo shoots. He did a bunch of photo shoots for, like, cheesy, you know, men's magazines in the 60s, cavorting with these, you know, with naked women in the ritual chamber. But he actually believed in what he called Epicurean sex. Like, he didn't really believe in orgies. He just believed in, you know, being with people who you know, he wanted to be with.
Doug,
he was
very
selective.
I got to tell you that it was our news guy that asked the orgy question. What does that tell you? So Doug is the author of a book, Born with a Tail, The Devilish Life and Wicked Times of Anton Zander LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan. So how did he make money? Like, and this, what's the difference between, well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I throw the word cult around. I don't care who you are. A religion it walks a fine line between religion and cult status, depending upon how committed you are to it. This always gets pegged as a cult, doesn't it?
It does. You know, that's just people's interpretation.
Okay.
Personally, I do not believe it was a cult.
Okay.
It wasn't something like Scientology where you know, they really kind of have their hooks in you, and you have to keep paying them money to, you know, to rise in the organization. With the Church of Satan, it was basically, you know, you're paying dues. You got a newsletter. You know, he had lectures at his home that he charged like $2.50 for, that you would, you know, go in the 60s and 70s and learn about cannibalism and sideshow performers and werewolves and love potions and witchcraft and things like that. So, you know, he made his money, you know, through membership, and also they sold merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
They sold wall plaques.
Gotta have merch.
They had, you know, this big sort of pentagram wall plaque that you can put in your home, at, you know, for your own, you know, when you wanted to practice your own rituals. He also sold records. He had an album called The Satanic Mass that he sold through the church.
It's so funny that, you know, everything we could say about the Church of Satan and how it became a lot about myth, I could almost say it's equal on both sides of the religious fence, depending upon where you are, right? Because you can always, you question everything. Right. I mean, I do. I question everything. What's real? What isn't? What's a deity? I mean, I go through those questions all the time. And I guess it doesn't matter which side of that fence you're on. You still have those same kind of feelings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you read the Satanic Bible, I mean, if you cut out or cut through all of the sort of the ritualistic stuff, there's a lot of kind of sane, logical, rational there's a rational belief system in there that, you know, arguably it's kind of selfish and self-indulgent, and a lot of it is based on just, you know, just being a self-worshipper.
I got you.
But There's a lot of rational thought in there.
There's some orgies, according to Kelly. Some orgies going on, too.
Doug, so I've heard.
Yeah, Doug, thanks for taking some time to be with us today. The book is called Born with a Tale, The Devilish Life and Wicked Times of Anton Zander LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan. A little lengthy on the title, though, Doug, just selling you. It's a little lengthy.
But we'll correct that for the paperback.
All right, well, okay. We got you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us, man. Thanks for the info. Thanks. Appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Us.
You got it. Take care. It's very interesting. I do find it very interesting. I don't believe in Satan. I don't think there is a Satan. But I do kind of believe there is a God. I don't necessarily believe in everything the church says, but I do believe there is a God. I'm a mass of contradictions when it comes to this kind of thing.
I grew up during the Satanic Panic. The music.
Yeah, everything was about Ozzy.
Okay, the
Black Sabbath.
Movies,
yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, right.
All of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, coming to Dover High School to talk to us, you know, high schoolers about how, hey, you need to be aware of this and that. And they blasted her and ended up taking her out. And like the school kids got in trouble because they were like, you don't need to be putting stickers on the albums. We'll listen to whatever we want to listen to.
I almost knocked her on her ass.
Did you really?
Yeah. I told you that.
For that?
No, I was coming out of the production studio and I had something I had to run down. I did the same thing it's happened a couple times. I opened the door and I had to run a commercial down to the studio back when you had to hand deliver the commercials on carts. And I ran out of the door and I bumped into a woman in a yellow jacket. She was there doing an interview for the news guy. And I had to put my arms around her and hold her from falling because I bumped into her. And I'm like, wow, you're Tipper Gore. I didn't say anything. You know, what am I going to say? I don't care.
In her day.
You know.
Kelly.
Yeah. In her day. No. No.
Yeah.
No, okay. That's for you. I was in that day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, but whatever. Yeah, it was crazy. And all these things get built up by people who want to scare you. That's what we do. That's like our number one export in the United States. Mm-hmm. So it's outrage and fear. We fear everything. You know, we fear everything from religion to the results of an election. It's going to be the end of the world if a certain person wins or another person wins. I don't think it's going to be honest with you. Okay?
Okay.
The United States has lasted through a lot of shit. Okay? I don't think it's going to just, you know, go all the hell in a handbasket on the election of one president. But anyway, whoever it may be. And both sides feel the same way. So it doesn't matter who you're pulling for. But I don't know. Which has got a bad rap. Because some teenage girls back in Salem, Massachusetts lied. Dude, I heard that the streets were jam-packed in Salem. We're two weeks away.
Oh, they've been jam-packed all.
Dude, when I went there about a month ago.
They were packed.
It was pretty packed.
I went in the summer and it wasn't packed and it was great.
Yes, definitely they want you to take public transportation in. Because, it gets very busy.
Yeah, I'm all set with the crowds. I'm all set. But anyway, so there you go. There's your little piece of Satan for you on a Monday.
Thank you, Greg.
The way he talks about it makes it sound like it's really not that bad.
I'll be honest with you.
If you go to the website, what I read was, you're right. I love who I love. I hate who I hate.
That's what cults do. They touch into what you already feel.
Yeah.
And then they suck you in. Next thing you know, you're chopping bats off heads. You're dropping heads off bats and you're eating them. You're hanging upside down. You know what I mean? You're sleeping upside down. What else, Kelly? You know what I mean? Having orgies.
Oh, lots of orgies.
Lots of orgies. A lot of flesh-eating orgies and stuff.
I didn't know orgies and devil, Satan went all together. Well, I had no idea.
Well, hedonistic.
Yeah.
Hedonistic beliefs mean you just have that sex thing. And
that Tom Cruise movie.
It's all good.
Well, Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
That Al Pacino.
That's Charlize Al Pacino.
Theron. Yep, but that was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Some maybe incest.
Mm-hmm.
Why go down the street when you're going
to... Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron, they... went at it, weren't they brother and sister in the movie?
Thought they were husband and wife.
Yeah, they were husband and wife.
But what version did you watch?
Oh, I thought there was something.
No, that maybe I don't know.
I thought because wasn't Al Pacino
the devil?
The devil.
He's the devil.
And his son, he found out it was his son and his daughter, right?
Yeah, you may be right. I don't know.
I haven't seen it since the 1990s, but now I gotta go look.
I try to banish that shit from my head, to be honest with you. All right, until Game of Thrones made it cool. Anyway, just kidding. All right, well, have a good day, everybody. I think we've done enough here today.
We'll listen to some Slayer.
On your psyches, all right? just be you.
Yeah.
Just be free and be happy.
Plus, it's more fun to be somebody else, be them.
I'll end on that note.